Hello and welcome back to Lucky Couch Reviews. I'm your host, Christina. We're back for the finale episode of Rick and Morty Season 7, Episode 10, Fear No Mort, written by Heather Ann Campbell, directed by Eugene Wong. I felt this was a bit of a lackluster finale. It was about conquering thy fears. I suppose the stuff with Diane may have been more relevant if I got the point of it, which I wasn't getting the point of until the end of the episode, which made it a little bit better. But I was missing the comedic element. There were a few funny lines here and there, but for the most part, I don't know. It just left me a little more wanting than I would have preferred. And that's odd because I've never felt that on a Rick and Morty finale. I do feel like the second half of the season just hasn't been moving with the same grace and pace as even the first half of the season, where I felt there was a sharp turn in some of the commentary and dialogue, like a little bit of a maturation within utilizing the cast and the story arcs that can be explored further instead of kind of doing almost so random that has no plot point or giving a plot point that's throughout the season. And I thought they were gonna do a good combination of both. But it just feels as if somewhere along the line, was this during the strike? That could also be a part of it, where it just went subpar in a lot of the finished product. So I'm kind of like, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't particularly great. Before I jump into the review, where we listen to this podcast, wherever good podcasts can be found, go down to the ratings section, drop some stars, leave a review. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. If you want to send feedback for the next show that we are doing, I do believe Three Body Problem is replacing per the poll. You can send that to blackercouch@gmail.com. So Rick and Morty, after all of their experiences, are no longer easily scared, even though they go to this carnival of scares. Is that what it was called? Nothing actually gets to them. The one monster comes up like, I'm gonna rip out your spleen and feed it to your husband.
Whoa, calm down, Jamal. Whoa. Don't pull out the nine.
I thought the content here was interesting, or the concept, because what does fear to people who have been through so much and survived and has so much capability? What would be the thing that would cause them the most emotional fear? And I feel as if we knew the answer to the end of that question before we got there. And that was another big part of it. Like, the conclusion is not eye-opening to anyone, and I feel as if in the episode itself, it was practically saying as much. Despite Rick and Morty becoming far closer, and of course, them having more of a mutual respect and understanding than they've ever had before, especially after taking out his nemesis, Morty is always going to feel insecure to the one person that means the most, that is the most significant thing to him. They are approached by a guy who I guess was Lee Schreider. I knew his voice sounded familiar, but yeah, that was him. He says, oh, for people like you guys, there's only a few places that are actually going to scare you. I know of a place, I'll take you there. And since this place is lame,
load the fuck up. We all go in the same goddamn place.
They go to Denny's. Denny's, which can be, depending on which location you go to and what time of day, a very frightening experience. Because one, a lot of people hang out at Denny's because it's the spot that's always open to get yourself, yes, some starchy food, but also some pretty suspect motherfuckers in the place, okay? Not to mention the service. Ooh, the service. Ooh, that service. And you be like, where the manager at? The manager look like they a bouncer in their second job, just don't give a fuck. Denny's is not an experience I would recommend if you do not know that spot for its absolute best customer service. I haven't been in a Denny's in a while because the last time I went and the last time before that were all horrible, horrible experiences. Only after they order their food are they apprised of the fact that there's a fear hole located in the men's bathroom. Like, you could have told me that before we ordered this whole entire platter of delicious mixed foods that shouldn't be eaten at the same time. In the hole, you conquer your greatest fear and come out fearless. I don't know if Morty came out fearless. I don't think that's a correct assessment of what happens. But when he gets down there, his stomach is about to be filled with bugs or something. Rick jumps down and it looks like they had themselves a great time. They both shit their pants because it was kind of scary and they go home. But when they get home, all of a sudden, there's a young version of Rick who is protecting Diane, and he dies. And this gets him to realize that, oh shit, Rick's greatest fear may be him hooking up with his wife again, or for Morty, his grandma, leaving him behind. Please don't go. They keep telling the family they're basically MPUs. And they start to explain how dad doesn't do time travel because time travel is the Long Island iced tea of science fiction. Burn. Diane doesn't like the new version of Rick, even though he does de-age himself. And Morty assumes that his greatest fear is having a chance again with Diane and blowing it. So in order for them to test this theory, he needs to do his best to get back in her good graces. And so he does so by having a cute little apology, but the robot's like, why do I have memories of being a child? I like Morty's line of, I'm not a fearologist. They end up bonding. Morty's left to the side. And they drink someone into cardiac arrest. And then they both just puke. It turns out he didn't drink until he had to try to look for his wife at the end of a bottle. And they have a moment where he's like, I'm old and I have puke mouth. We shouldn't kiss, but they do anyway. But it looks like the fear is starting to consume Rick and he's dying. And Morty figures out that he's not afraid of Rick going off with Diane. He's afraid of watching him die. And Rick said, I like that theory, bud. So stop watching.
Look how they mess with my boy.
He goes back to talk to the guy that led them there. And he basically breaks down. that the hole is going to feed off of Rick until it kills him because he's never going to accept happiness. Everyone is scared of love, dipshit. You learned that in your 20s. However, it takes a very rare, powerful being to be terrified of happiness. And he goes, dumb, you're dumb. That was the most childish thing two people could have ever done, but one is an actual child. But he says, the smarter you are, the more you know, and happiness always ends, no matter what you try to do about it. And sometimes that fear, that natural fear of that is, you know, the fear is not just something we should not have, or we should conquer to the point where it no longer affects our life. Fear is something that is a good thing. It stops us from making stupid choices or living life where we're not considering those consequences. So he goes back to trying to get into his own fears. One is not being accepted. He goes into the house while his dad's trying to swat at a bug. And he has it, or he swallows it in his mouth. And he goes, I think my fear is not being accepted. Jerry said, you should fear that more, because what the fuck? He goes to school realizing that the more he feeds the fear hole, the more it'll start feeding off of him, which is the one thing that will cause Rick to give up his own selfishness, which I think is something Morty should take and own, even though he may not be irreplaceable, so to speak. He is the prominent turning force in Rick's life. And so he is humiliated in front of the entire school for not writing five things, because he wrote four. He wants to be the center of attention so bad that he's willing to have a pic taken of him, of the failed trust fall, if that means he'll be relevant. And then he gets to play the lead in a theater show while the LA Times show up to definitely drag him for having his skeletal balls out in front of everyone. Rick begins to fear, or begins to come to the conclusion that his fear is letting go. But then Diane tells him that no, you need to have that fear, because it'll stop you from not killing me again, from not doing something so reckless that you become the monster that you know, that did kill me and everyone that I, well, every existence of me in the universe. Rick chooses Morty and they nakedly dance and do hip hop, but I was not into it. I did laugh out loud when he said $8 for a side of bacon.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, and you, and you.
With inflation right now, we all felt that. We felt that in our souls. Can't stand. I will not even go buy bacon. Nope. I gave up pork easily. All you had to do was raise the fucking price. Turns out Morty's real fear is Rick actually never going in the hole, which he didn't, to follow him, because he isn't irreplaceable. And his fear is that he'll never hear the words that he's irreplaceable. Because when he finally does wake up from the nightmare that was the fear hole, because he had to go through so much just to get to the root cause of his actual fear, he's just in the bottom of a wet hole. With Rick staring at him like, what was it like? Tell me more about it. Oh, you can't go in two at a time because our fears would get mixed together, which makes a whole lot of sense. It's a single ride experience. And he asks him, am I irreplaceable? And he's like, well, define irreplaceable. And he hugs him and he's like, nope, nope, nope. Don't fucking do it. It's fucked up down there. Diane was down there. And while Morty, or Rick, does consider it for a moment, I think reflecting back to that inceptionalized part that Morty brought up was the fact that his fear is probably a good thing of what he lost. He needs to remember that loss and that he can never replace that so that he doesn't do it again to someone else that is irreplaceable. And then they go back and eat their tater tots. But he does put up a picture of Morty, who has conquered this fear. He's one of four. We get an after credit scene of Mr. Hoopy Butthole, who I'm starting to think is going to be the season 8 villain. He done stole a portal gun, taking his doppelganger's place, but considering it all happened in front of her while she was in the kitchen, like not even a couple of inches away, his wife is suspicious. And I'm like, you can't do that. You have to let her go. And he refuses to let her go. And I think that's going to be him turning into a villain. Because she's going to have to kill him. He ain't done some really fucked up shit. And he still refuses to move on to anyone else. She is, that version of your wife is not meant to be. So, yeah. And that's where the episode in the season ends. And like I said, I'm kind of like, okay, that happened. I gave it an 8.2 out of 10, which I think is a pretty fair score. We do have feedback, so let's hop into the mailbag.
Hey, Christina, it's me, Shy. I am here to give my feedback for the finale of Rick and Morty Season 7. Unfortunately, I have not been able to give my feedback as much this season, even though I've watched the episodes. I've enjoyed the season. I enjoy this show. It's such a breath of fresh air, and it definitely, on days or weeks where I'm not having the best of days or best of weeks, to sit down and watch an episode of Rick and Morty always lifts my spirit and just has me laughing. Whether it's my favorite episode or not, I still enjoy the episodes and I find some laughter or whatever the case may be whenever I watch. And so I'm gonna miss yet again watching the episodes and waiting around for season 8, whenever that is, and getting back into the characters and all that good stuff. As for this episode, I've said this before, but I always enjoy these types of episodes, these Inception like episodes where like the dream within a dream in this case, whether or not, you know, Morty jumping in the hole and whether or not he actually conquered his fear, and him having to be introspective and figure out what it is that's actually going on. Has he conquered his fear? What exactly is his fear? And and of course, the hole is eating his fear as he's trying to figure out what his greatest fear is and conquer that. So I think that's a really good thing to delve into, just, you know, because a lot of people, we were just having that conversation offline in regards to just having insight to ourselves. And I think it's always important to try to understand who we are, why we think the way we think, why we feel the way we feel. And so, and what makes us, because that informs the decisions that we make in life and the direction that we go down a lot of the time. So understanding where it comes from is always beneficial. And so we got to see Morty. And of course, you know, go through so many of his fears, thinking that this was about him and Rick when it was about him the whole time. So that was very interesting to watch. We got a little appearance from Rick's wife that he lost, and we got to see Morty's thoughts and feelings on the subject, and just how, you know, I mean, of course we know this already, but just how much, how integral Rick is in Morty's life, and how much he, as much as they they, you know, get on each other's nerves and are grapping at each other, they really do have this very deep bond that they would never, or I shouldn't say never, or they try not to admit to the other. But it's so evident in the way they are and how they interact with each other, the closeness behind the all the gruffiness and the insults and all that good stuff. So But yeah, I enjoyed this season. I don't have that much time to say too much. I'll just give my overall thoughts. Like I said, love these types of episodes, and I look forward to when season 8 comes out and continue to this being one of my comfort shows and just enjoying and not having too much more to say other than that. I'll just listen to you break it down and give the more detailed feedback for this episode and for the season in general. So that's all I got. Until next time, much love, peace, and Black Girl Magic, Queen of the Couch, Shy.
I am really happy, Queen Shy, you were able to make the finale. I'm glad the show still brings you joy. Yeah, I didn't hate the season, not at all. I would say it wasn't one of my favorite seasons, but it wasn't the worst. And you make a fair point. The show always makes me chuckle. Very rarely does it not at least get one chuckle out of me. And it's absurdity. And it is a way to just decompress your mind as you do things like eat cheese cubes, which I heard is like crack. Someone let me know the math on that. I don't eat them that often, but right now I thought I could use some dairy. And that's pretty much all I have to say in regards to the episode. I feel like I haven't had any deep dives into the season as much as I normally do. So I do want more of that in season 8, whenever that comes around. Because, you know, it always comes out and then we still wait. So it's out, not live, but, you know, once the whole season comes out on Max, that's when we're like, yeah, we'll watch it then. So, yeah, it's going to be a long time. But, hey, we got the Boondocks. And if you ever decide to join back into Archer, we got that too. So there's definitely shows on the poll or shows on the roster that are there for chuckles and laughs. So hopefully one or the other begs your interest. Once again, if you want to send feedback for any of the other shows that we are doing, blackyourcouch@gmail.com. If you leave a comment below, my social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. Until the next time, peace, hair grease, and blacker magic.